Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We have Randy Saxton with us. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Gabor. Glad to be here. Hi, everybody.
All the way from California.
All the way here.
That's right. That's right. Sunny California. Randy and I were talking and said, let's record an episode on, well, Randy suggested that this was a really good one about time management. So I think it's always a topic that's on everybody's mind. And Randy, can you, as a professional working artist, can you fill us in on what's going on with you and how I think we're hoping that this information can help others that are dealing with the same thing?
Sure. Well, it is curious to hear how many people, when you tell them what you do for a living, you mentioned that you're an artist, and they say, "Well, what do you really do for work?" And it's kind of frustrating to actually to have to defend that for yourself. But as an artist, we wear so many hats. I'm thinking that some artists might have a shipping department, might have a advertising department, might have a secretary, an agent.
In a perfect world,
most artists are on their own, and it's an incredible amount of work. Not to put fear in anybody's hearts here, but you do have to just stay on top of it. I get into my studio 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 or 9, and I don't leave until 7. And I am on top of today. I'm doing shipping. And as well as I'm working on a new website, so I'm spending a lot of time on that with some web designers, but I'm also doing a lot of the work. So it's I have to really manage my time, not just on a daily schedule, but really try to work out when I can squeeze in certain things, including painting. There's that. So it's being organized, believe it or not, is extremely useful to creative occupations like being a painter, and I highly encourage. I've been working with this same web design folks. I've been working with an app called To-Do, and just putting scheduling when things are. What tasks you need to get to, and then kind of indicating what time of time frame you have to do it, to complete it, and that it will give you little alerts about how that's going on, and that's been helpful. It's just it is something to stay on top of, and it just helps when you do have a bit of organization to make things go smoothly.
Bill Reese, William Reese said, "You got to beat the closest snakes to you."
Oh, there you go.
It's a good one. It's the highest priority things. You're obviously you want to get those.
That's one way to put it. That's a good one.
Yeah,
like that.
So,
and that is true. I mean, you do have to prioritize what you're up to, for sure.
Yeah, it's and as looking back at your career, as more successful someone gets, in the sense busier because you're more in demand, that pressure mounts even more, right? It's just natural that people want to have more shows,
the more ways that you're out there doing things, the more demands on your own time, and the more that you are challenged with trying to balance different parts of your life to fit all together.
How do you deal with not painting when you're packaging, let's say you're working a website? Is that important for you to just mentally set it up like, hey, okay, this is time to packaging, shipping, I'm working a website. Yes, I do want to paint, but right now this is so important, I got to do. How do you deal with that mentally as much as you want to paint?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really, you know, I do try to accomplish and finish certain things that I've set up for myself. Like for today, for instance, I am shipping some paintings down to Southern California to be framed to go to a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So I contact, you know, right as soon as I got into the studio, I contacted Randy Higby, King of Frame,
mm-hmm.
Talked to Terry to set up the order. And I want to get to that. I knew we were having we were scheduled to have this call, you know, so mm-hmm. I knew that was happening. So I got some of that done. And I'm teaching a workshop over the weekend, so I've got to prepare. I'm heading down there tomorrow, so I know that I have to get everything together and basically ready to get into the car tomorrow morning. So I know that I have that little bit of prep going this afternoon, but I still have the paint on my palette to paint towards the afternoon. So sometimes it just gets pushed out to the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I really do try to keep that open. I mean, you know, you can't paint 24/7.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
work. Reality.
It's not, you know, and you do, and sometimes you need time off to kind of reboot or mm-hmm. get your, it's not like you burn out when you paint too much, but you do. You want to give yourself a little time to kind of reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's even that. It's kind of like doing other things to allow yourself to kind of build up to that point where you're really more engaged and excited to paint than mm-hmm. if you belabor mm-hmm. or force yourself to paint too much of a schedule. I mean, that's just the way it works for me.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just talking about your own experiences, everyone. I mean, this is Randy's, you know, he's just giving you his insight of, as a, again, a working professional artist of what he's doing. It could be obviously different for some of you you know, it depends, right? Thank you, Randy, by the way, just shining a light on your, you know, artistic life. I think it might help some people. It might not relate to others, but as you said, some people might have a shipping department.
Everybody's different,
yeah.
You know, everybody is different on the way that they do things. And, you know, that's what works for me. Some people, you know, even like your own biorhythm, so to speak, you know, some people are not morning people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are night owls. They only like to work at night, you know. I mean, in a building here with a number of other artists, and it's like shifts almost, you know, at a factory.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm leaving, I see one of the other artists arriving to, you know, his studio,
mm-hmm.
and he's at night, and so he's working at night. I'm here more kind of 9 to 5.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, self-employed. Yeah, it's people think, oh, an artist's life, it's so nice. You get up, you know, whenever you want to get up, and it's totally the opposite. You got to be better manage that time because things
well,
will catch
do,
up with you.
You know, you do have it's a luxury of scheduling your own life,
but it's still has to be done,
still,
right?
You've got to get the work done.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you start putting stuff off, it's going to snowball. So you've got to, you really have to do, you do have to stay on top of it. But I don't know how, I know that when I did have more of a regular job when I was much younger and trying to support myself as an artist and push myself forward, that weekly 9 to 5 job just wore me out.
yeah.
So that I looked forward to the times that I could commit to more painting time and so on. So it's.
But it can go the other way too a little bit, because you know you had a smaller window to paint,
so
you really
true.
Concentrated on that, even if it's an hour, 2 hours, whatever. But then you right? So that can...
That is true. And you know, people do what they have to do.
Yeah.
That's so, exactly the case.
Yeah.
Certainly did.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing house painting for years. And, you know, I mean, physically tired, not as much mentally, but physically. But I made that time count. That's true. But no, these are great tips. And I'm sure we can have other conversations about different things as we were talking. So maybe that's something that we'll do in the future, another podcast or a few episodes on some of the subtopics of this discussion. But thank
you.
Thank you, Randy, for sharing, you know, opening up the door a little bit for us of, you know, to your artistic life.
Oh, my pleasure. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Randy has, if you want to learn with Randy, if you want to learn more about Randy or learn with Randy, just make sure you visit our website at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. Randy has a mentoring course with us. It's a 365-day mentoring course. It's not a workshop. We call it a mentoring course because you are with Randy virtually for a full year. You get to submit images all the time, and Randy gets back to you with his suggestions upon your paintings, and you can just have general questions. It's a great community that we have. It's a private group online, it's just super exciting to look into that feed for other students. And if you're a little bit shy too, that's what's so great about these classes, or you're busy, you can still sign up and participate from far away, in the sense of you don't have to be involved with the class. You can just kind of look what's going on and read and learn that way too. I know we have students like that too. So check that out at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com. And we also have, if you're too busy, you just want to purchase a digital download, which is a start to finish demonstration series. We also have that at our website. So make sure you check that out. And thank you again, Randy. Take care.
Oh, thank you.